Go, a weekly podcast exploring faith through the lens of the Briarcliff Congregational Church. On today's episode of BCC To Go, I'll be discussing what it means to be open and affirming. I've been searching the building here at the Briarcliff Congregational Church all week for our pride flag to announce to the community that we are an open and affirming church. It's Pride Month. June is Pride Month. And if you're unfamiliar with the terms pride or open and affirming, today's podcast is for you. Pride refers to, well, you know, you probably have felt proud at some time in your life and felt good about who you are and what you're about and your values and the things you believe in and just who you are as a human being. Well, pride refers to the feeling folks who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or inquiring feel when they are recognized as full human beings in our community. Better yet, it's how they feel even when they aren't recognized. But like most of us, it's nice to be acknowledged for who you are and not just for what you do. Members of the LGBTQI community have a long history of not being made to feel welcome in the greater community. Just this past week, there was a ruling from the Supreme Court that allowed a baker to deny a cake to a gay couple, and the legal ruling seemed to be less about the gay couple being gay and more about how a lower court had messed up in their handling of the issue. But still, we have a court case and court cases around this issue, and it can bring one's spirit down to know that who you love in a mutually consensual relationship is up for debate. I guess it's why we have to have ONA churches. Open and Affirming is a title given to a church within the United Church of Christ and some other Protestant denominations that indicates it has had some discussion, education, and discernment about how to intentionally welcome folks who have historically not been welcome into the life of the church. Each congregation comes up with its own statement of inclusion after they've done all this studying and self-reflection. At the Briarcliff Congregational Church, our statement reads, "We, the members of the Briarcliff Congregational Church, declare our church to be open and affirming, celebrating diversity and believing that everyone is loved by God. We welcome people of all races, ethnicities, ages, sexual orientations, gender identities and expressions, family structures, physical and mental abilities, faith backgrounds, and economic circumstances into the full life of our ministry and church. We are blessed and enriched by all who enter our open door. Together, we will continue to build a safe place and welcoming community for all who seek to love God, neighbor, and self as Jesus taught." Now, before you think that that is an exhaustive list, and oh, perhaps we missed somebody, I would suggest that you read it more as a laundry list. It's not meant to be read exhaustively. The folks we included were the people who we thought of as having been treated rather shabbily by the church in the past, by withholding sacraments or shunning or outright hostility from the pulpit. But we know that there are more folks out there who've had these painful experiences. So, for instance, if we hear that there's someone who has an allergy to gluten or peanuts that wants to come to our church and be part of this community of faith, we'll work to create a gluten-free communion service and gluten-free options at potluck suppers, and we'll try to raise awareness about the hazards of serving peanuts at coffee hour and work to eliminate them from our gathering times. It means, open and affirming means, that we intend to create a safe space for anyone who's seeking a communal relationship with God, neighbor, and self. We are working as an ongoing process to listen, learn, and respond when we discover a barrier to folks drawing closer to holy stuff in the context of our community of faith. We haven't got it all figured out. Oh, trust me on that one. If you walk into an open and affirming church thinking, oh, they've got it all together, they'll be ready for me. Oh, I beg of you to lower your bar of expectations. Oh, we are still working on accessibility to our 122-year-old church on a hill and a host of other issues. But we're working. We're working to correct those problems with us as a church, so that more people in the community can find a safe, sacred space to worship God in. We often learn from the people who've been hurt when they courageously come forward and say, hey, I thought you were going to be welcoming, and this is how you aren't. Or, ouch, those words you used excluded me and my family. Those are important times of listening and learning for us. And as an open and affirming church, we're committed to that learning and growing each and every day, because that's how we experience the way in which Jesus treated people. He listened. He looked for an opportunity to draw people closer to God, and he made the way clear for them. He removed the obstacles so that they could approach the holy and experience the no-strings-attached love of our God. I guess he wanted them to feel pride in who they were as children of the Holy, so that they could be in a relationship with the one who they called their beloved. Google Maps tells me that besides the Briarcliff Congregational Church, there are three other open and affirming churches in our area: the Scarborough Presbyterian Church, the All Saints Episcopal Church in Scarborough, and the Chappaqua Congregational Church in Chappaqua. If they can find their flags, I'm guessing they'll have them on display somewhere on the outside of the church building so that you know you are in a place that is open to your arrival and participation in worship. If you or someone you know has been rejected by a church in the past, and you're feeling brave enough to take another chance on entering into a community of faith, I suggest you try Googling an open and affirming church near me. Just type that into Google, and trust that we will respect you as you are when you walk through those doors or come through those doors, and we'll work to find ways to grow with you in faith. Hey, thanks for listening to BCC To Go. I hope that you have a day that leaves you feeling proud and fully loved. I gotta go find our flag and get it up. Have a great day.